بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن أبي سعيد رافع بن المعلى رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد؟ فأخذ بيدي، فلما أردنا أن نخرج قلت: يا رسول الله، إنك قلت: لو أعلمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن. قال: الحمد لله رب العالمين، هي سبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته، رواه البخاري. This hadith we have been discussing under the chapter where encouragement is given towards certain surahs and certain specific ayat of the Quran which have been given certain specialities. Obviously, Ummul Quran, Surah Fatiha, we have been discussing over a few majalis. One aspect which we touched on yesterday was the various names which Surah Fatiha has been given. Amongst them, Ta'limul Mas'ala, that in the surah we are taught how to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also with that we find certain other names given to Surah Fatiha, Suratul Tafweed, that surah in which we are taught how to hand our affairs over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to place our trust and our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Surah Asasul Quran, one of the names that Surah Fatiha is given is the foundation of the Quran. Surah Ummul Quran or Ummul Kitab. This word in Arabic, one is the famous translation we have of it, that the mother, in other words, the mother or the foundation of the Kitab or the Quran. In other words, the entire, it's almost like the whole ocean has been contained in one container. That is, the whole Quran, its meaning has been contained in Surah Fatiha. Another meaning which we find, this word means a covering. Like for example, over the brain, to protect the brain, there is a crown over the brain. In the Arabic language, this crown is also called In other words, Ummud Dimaq. So Surah Fatiha is like the covering or the crown of the entire Quran. And we find that without Surah Fatiha, there is no Salah. So there's one ajeeb hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we wanted to touch on and complete the discussion of Surah Fatiha on this very, very famous hadith, a hadith Qudsi, which I started the discussion yesterday. Hadith Qudsiya are those ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates directly the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very famous hadith. At some time we would have heard this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah ta'ala himself says, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِسْفَيْنِ I have divided salah between myself and my slaves, half and half. Now if you look at the first expression of this hadith, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ I have divided salah. And then in the hadith, what is discussed? Surah Fatiha. So, Surah Fatiha, Salah is called Surah Fatiha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah is saying, Qasamtu Salata, in other words, Qasamtu Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha has been divided, yet Allah Ta'ala says, Qasamtu Salah. So, what is the significance of this? The scholars explain that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La salata liman lam yaqra bi fatihatil kitab." Without Surah Fatiha, there is no salah. So, salah has been equated with Surah Fatiha. In other words, the essence, the jan, the qalb, the ruh, the soul of salah is Surah Fatiha. Now we are reading Surah Fatiha in every rakat of every salah. And we are commanded about salah in the Quran. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ Allah says, establish salah for my zikr, for my remembrance. So there must be this jaan, there must be this life in our Surah Fatiha. Develop the Surah Fatiha in your salah and your salah will be made. Because the ruh and the soul and the essence of salah is Surah Fatiha. That is why Allah Ta'ala has equated the salah with Surah Fatiha. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that the servant of Allah is in a private conversation with Allah during Surah Fatiha. And Allah answers him verse by verse. This is not something that is metaphorical. This is not something that is suggestive. It is an actual divine response. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is our aqidah and our belief. That in Salah, when you are reading Surah Fatiha, you are actually talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are not just talking to Allah. Allah is responding to you. This is the meaning of this hadith. قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِسْفَيْنِ Allah says, I divided your Salah. In other words, I divided your Surah Fatiha. Between me and you, half and half. Half for Allah, half for yourself. So in other words, you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is, when reading Surah Fatiha, what is Surah Fatiha? It's not something small. It doesn't just mean seven verses or 130 letters. Like I said, this is an entire ocean. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if I wished, I could load 70 camels with the meaning of Surah Fatiha. So in other words, if somebody understands that this is not something small, Hasan Basri, rahimahullah, said, Allah Ta'ala revealed 104 books. Allah revealed 104 books and placed their knowledge into four. And then placed the knowledge of those four into the Qur'an. And placed the knowledge of the entire Qur'an into Surah Fatiha. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, I pondered over Surah Fatiha and realized that it contains the cure for every disease of the heart. For example, what are the famous or common diseases of the heart? First, most common disease of the heart is arrogance and pride. So what is the cure in Surah Fatiha? Arrogance is broken when you say, Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. Every sifat, every quality of goodness, of praise, I am nothing. Allah Ta'ala is everything. Sometimes a person in the heart has too much of fear. What is the cure? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is benevolent. Allah is very, very merciful. So this is the cure for fear. Attachment to the dunya, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the owner of the day of judgment. This life is temporary. Every one of us is going towards the akhirat. Cure for shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. Iyaka na'bud. Allah, only worship you. I will stretch my hand out to no one but you. Cure for self-reliance, thinking you are doing. Iyaka nasta'in. Allah, you are the one. I turn to you for help. So, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that whoever stands before Allah, knowing what he is saying in Surah Fatiha, his heart will inevitably be present. And this is the goal. When you are making salah, just now we made Fajr salah, how many of us, our hearts were present? How many of us in our salah, those of us that woke up for tahajjud, when you are reading Surah Fatiha, how many of us are conscious of the fact that you are in a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what we are actually saying in Surah Fatiha? So we find that the Salaf al-Salihin, particularly Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in his kitab, he has given a whole method and a sequence by which one can develop a life, a jaan in his salah by concentrating on Surah Fatiha. For example, pause after each ayat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the riwayat of Umm Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pause after reading each of the verses of Surah Fatiha. And if we look, what is it? قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah Ta'ala says, I divided salah between myself and my slave, نِسْفَيْن half and half, وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ And my slave will receive everything that he asks. فَإِذَا قَالَ الْعَبْدِ When you stand in your salah and you say, الحمد لله رب العالمين قال الله Allah responds to you حمدني عبدي My slave has praised me So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that when you say الحمد لله رب العالمين At that time reflect in your heart that I said Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, my Allah has spoken to me now, and my Allah has said, Hamidani Abdi. Some of the Salafi Salihin used to say that that kayfiyat they achieved in their salah, that they could almost hear the response of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have that conviction. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, Allah is saying, when you are saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah is saying, Hamidani Abdi. وَإِذَا قَالَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَثْنَى عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي My slave has made my thana, my ta'rif. وَإِذَا قَالَ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ And in his salah, when he says, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ قَالَ Allah says, مَجَّدَنِي عَبْدِي My ta'zim, my azmat, my greatness, my majesty, my slave has declared. وَإِذَا قَالَ And we find in one riwayat it comes, فَوَّضَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي When a person says in his salah, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ Allah says, my slave has entrusted all his affairs over to me. فَإِذَا قَالْ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ O Allah, only you we worship, and only you we seek help from. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah says, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي This is between me and my slave. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ Ya Allah, only you we worship. This is for Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ We ask you only for help. This is for the slave. So Allah says, this is between me and my slave. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ And whatever my slave now asks from me, Allah Ta'ala says, I will grant it to him. So, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, make Surah Fatiha your personal dua. In fact, Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was the ustad of Ibn al-Qayyim. He says, every person's guidance is according to what he understands from this point onwards. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Because at إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Allah Ta'ala has said to you, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي This is between me and my slave. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ Now ask from me. And whatever you ask me, I will grant it to you. And what do we ask? What is it compulsory for us to ask? And we are asking in every rakat of every salah, in this conversation between us and Allah Ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ So Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, every person's hidayat and guidance, the meaning of the effect of this dua is according to what he understands from اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And what is اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ O Allah, guide me in my iman, guide me in my belief, guide me in my faith, guide me in my actions, guide me in my decisions, guide me in whatever trials and tribulations there are in this world. And according to Ibn Abbas, ثَبِّتْنِي Allah, keep me firm on obeying you. Keep me firm on the road of hidayat. All this you are asking in اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And you're not asking it one time. You're asking this multiple times every day. Minimum 17 times every day. Minimum. You are asking this. So, it has to be something with jaan. It has to be something with life. In other words, it has to transform us by us developing this attachment with Surah Fatiha, particularly in our salah. Because if a person truly believes, ulama say, the Salafi Salihin say, that if a person truly believes that Allah is listening to him, and Allah Ta'ala is responding to him, and not only is Allah listening and responding, Allah is promising acceptance, then to be distracted in your salah is not only not normal, it's an embarrassment. If we understand the reality, then how can the heart wander somewhere else when you know that you are standing in front of Ahkamul Ahakimeen, you are standing in front of Maliki Yawmiddin, you're standing in front of Rahman, Rahim, the source of all mercy, all compassion, all kindness. You are standing in front of Rabbul Alameen, the one who created you from a drop of sperm, who took you from nothingness and brought you and the entire creation into existence. So if, ulama say, if you want khushu, sweetness and life in your salah, then let there be life in your Surah Fatiha. Don't rush the Surah Fatiha. Read it with this expectation that verse by verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to you. Then that jaan and that life will come in the salah. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.